This film is brought to you by the Verizon Foundation.
Under a red check mark are the white letters Verizon with a red Z. A craggy spur juts from the side of a mountain, cutting through misty clouds. Sunlight warms the gray and white limestone range. Barren, sharp, jagged spires fill the foreground, anchored in cloud. Words appear, mountains without barriers.
Three friends, all accomplished climbers, set out in the hour before sunrise, high in the Dolomites of Italy.
No sleeping more?
No, I don't know why. I slept great the night before.
There's nothing unusual about this day. These climbers are setting out just as climbers always have. Friends out for a great day of adventure in the mountains. However, each of these men have suffered a profound physical setback. Imagine losing your legs or your sight. Would you still attempt difficult rock climbs with your friends? Or would you choose safer activities that suited your disability?
The middle climber taps his trekking poles. Words appear. Hugh Herr, climber, inventor, scientist.
I lost my legs to frostbite. I suffered tissue damage from frostbite in 1982 from a mountain climbing accident.
It's been trail, but not as insecure as before.
And after my accident, I dreamed of returning to my chosen sport of mountain climbing.
Eric Weinmayer, author, lecturer, alpinist.
I'm 36. I've been blind for 23 years. I went blind at 13 from a rare eye disease called retinaschisis.
Andy Holzer, Austrian climber.
My birth year was in 1966. I was blind from begin, from birth. Then I go to school. I visit normal schools, not blind schools or so, because my parents want to give me a maximum of normal life.
Hold on 1 second here.
Hugh, with both legs amputated, Eric and Andy, completely blind, are here to lead an event called No Barriers. A festival that seeks to improve the quality of disabled people's lives by bringing them together with new techniques and technologies in the outdoors. Today, they are in the mountains above Cortina, Italy, to climb the Cassine route of a rock tower called Tre Cime.
Three towers of rock jut into the pale blue sky. A parade of pole-wielding hikers walk a road. A woman with a backpack pushes a blonde woman in a wheelchair. The path narrows and follows a river. A bearded man stands with a German shepherd.
This is Regis.
Hi, Regis.
Yeah, he's my good side.
No Barriers is really designed for everyone, despite whether they feel they're too slow, too old, too blind, too disabled. It's for really anybody who dreams big and has a sense of their life as a great adventure.
Well, that's the flat part, but what you're going to be looking for are these things, holes, and then reach up and find another hole like that.
The theme is using technology and the human spirit to create opportunity and access to the outdoors for people with disabilities, people with challenges.
I think I'm mad.
A woman in a blue helmet searches for handholds in the rock.
I'm climbing blind. Andy Holzer's belaying me. He's blind. And we're tearing this thing up.
Andy's decided he wants to test my limit.
I want to try that one now.
Incredible.
Several harnessed climbers scale the wide face.
Why am I involved? Who wouldn't want to be involved? I mean, this is such a cool event to be part of. So it's cool. It's a celebration of the fact that barriers are in the mind.
Wearing an orange shirt, he begins the ascent. His two prostheses just clear his gray shorts.
Let's still trail through here.
Hugh Hare moves well on this terrain, considering he is a double leg amputee. He is able to provide pointers to his blind companions. Eric and Andy are accomplished mountaineers. Eric has climbed to the top of Mount Everest, and Andy has climbed some of the Dolomite's most classic faces. For the two of them, the climb is not about the view. Neither can see a single hold.
Is this the ledge you're talking about up here?
Sorry. Getting close. No problem. Okay, now this is Yeah. All right. Okay, I'm gonna go up. My feet that are squishy.
Hugh wears gray running shoes and long black pants.
Okay, and for your left, there's a vertical wall that goes up with some handholds.
I will try it.
I have to change from my walking legs to my climbing legs. And that requires an Allen wrench.
I won't be super blind anymore. I'll just be blind. How sad.
Eric tapes his hand.
You guys ever been climbing with a gimp? Andy?
What do you mean?
You ever been climbing with a gimp?
What's a gimp?
An amputee.
A man with no legs? And a man with no eyes?
No, no, but it's the first time.
Of course.
And are you looking forward to it?
Mark Wellman, adventurer, inspirational speaker, filmmaker.
I was a park naturalist in Yosemite, California. Got hurt in a climbing accident back in 1982 in the Sierra. We were down climbing. The technical part of the climb was over. Slipped on some scree and was class 3 and rolled off a 100-foot cliff and broke my lower back at T11, T12. Really thought my life was over as far as any kind of adventure type sports.
Now you call this the, so it's a Segway.
It's a Segway.
Leonard Tim, co-founder Draft, disability rights advocates for technology.
Oh, that's pretty close right there. You're sitting up, you're still, you're balanced over the machine. What you want to do now from a sitting position is lean gently towards me and you're going to start coming forward. Now I'm just going to back up with you.
Okay.
Now, push yourself back away just a little bit because you're going to stop. Bring the control to the left and you're going to make the left around. Bend to the left, keep your weight up over and it turns within its own radius. Go ahead all the way around. Do a 360 while you're at it. Okay.
I feel like I'm walking again.
Go ahead and turn back all the way back around this way.
I haven't felt like this in 23 years of being a wheelchair user. And I can't believe how easy it was to learn how to do this.
They traverse a grass path.
Uphill time, we'll be turned uphill.
Well, this is fantastic. I think this is going to change a lot of people's lives. I think they're going to be able to get to a lot of places that maybe their wheelchair couldn't take them. The 2005 project has even been more fantastic because of the technology that we brought into this area. The Segway and this mountain bike that I brought in.
Resting on knees and chest, Mark propels the hand-pedaled tricycle.
We're outside, and I'm loving it!
A pile of magenta rope lies by a backpack and white helmet. Hugh wears his climbing legs, aluminum poles with tiny oblong pads for feet. He leans against the tower, adjusting a harness. Eric massages his wrist. Carabiners and pitons dangle from Hugh's belt. Eric and Andy stand at the base, with Hugh 20 feet above.
Yeah, he was moving out. And maybe he's at the belay already.
What do you say, belay or delay?
Belay.
A belay.
You know that word?
No.
Yeah, yeah, now I know
it. Is a delay.
Yeah, the safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be late.
Eric begins his ascent, followed by Andy, who wears red climbing shoes. On a road, Leonard on a Segway and Mark on his trike flank a woman in a small green vehicle.
No Barriers is a festival event which combines a science and technology symposium, an equipment fair, outdoor excursions with renowned athletes, and most importantly, one-on-one interaction between scientists, manufacturers, and users.
Robert Lauerman, product developer.
It's a four-wheel drive.
Autobach.
And the frame is steel, and the pieces here are carbon fiber. Speed is 10 miles an hour, and you can go into the mountain about 40 degrees.
How fast this thing goes. I think that's it. I've got it maxed out. Look out. Can you see my hair going back?
He rubs his balding head.
Warren McDonald lost both legs in an accident while climbing in Tasmania. As he pulled on a large rock, it came free, crushing his legs and pinning him for days. Because the amputations were so high on his legs, his doctors told him that he would never walk again. That was 10 years ago, and technology has helped change the prognosis.
I use the same interface, the same socket onto my body with all of the different sorts of legs that I use. Everything just is interchangeable with a couple of screws here. These that I'm putting on now are...
Warren McDonald.
They're probably...
Inspirational speaker.
They've been around for 5 or 6 years now, but they were the first computer-controlled leg. They're the Autobox C leg, and there's a microprocessor inside here, as well as a battery. I plug them into the wall every night, and the computer makes changes to a hydraulic unit a couple of hundred times a second. It just figures out what I'm doing, how fast I'm walking, over what kind of terrain.
Warren stands on his hiking legs.
Yeah, there's a lot going on with prosthetics, you know. There's the whole interface. There's the technology is amazing, but it can't walk itself yet, you know. It's still human powered. This is something that you could only do once these legs came out. If I had even attempted to bend the knees like this with a knee joint that's not computer controlled, I would have been sitting on my backside.
This is such an exciting time in history because there's so many core technologies that are now available that if we integrate them together, we'll really see a paradigm shift in this domain of healthcare.
Usually what happens when you have
Gregoire Cosendai,
a spinal cord injury,
Alfred Mann Foundation,
is that you lose some connection between the brain, basically, and the muscles that you're trying to move. The surgeon would take a metallic probe like that, and then you can basically go inside the skin and find the spot on the nerve that is causing the contraction that you want to retrain and re-educate. And then you can basically inject the microstimulator in the spot.
Hilmar Janusson.
The osseointegration is a term for when you actually integrate a prosthesis into the skeletal. You take a screw and you go into the marrow of the bone and you fully integrate that so it becomes one.
This is the first artificial knee.
Hugh Herr, PhD.
The muscle of the knee, if you will, is up here.
Climber, inventor, scientist.
What happens is there's a magnetic field inside the knee that changes the resistance of the knee as a person walks and moves.
A man walks with the artificial knee.
The knee that we developed is very adaptive. What happens is the practitioner bolts the knee to the interface of the artificial leg and then to a foot here. And then the knee automatically adapts its own resistance, its own mechanical properties, to fit the needs of the person, of the patient.
Jessica Duda, director.
The BrainGate system is a
corporate development
brain-computer interface, and it basically picks up signals from the brain
cyberkinetics
and translates that into motion. Essentially, what we're doing is thoughts into action.
A man watches Pong paddles move on a screen.
In 1999, I decided to go to Alaska to try a new route on Mount Hunter. Right at the very top, on literally the last technical move of the climb,
Malcolm Daly.
I fell. Fell about 200 feet and exploded my left leg, my tib fib, you know, just completely broken.
Founder Great Triangle Holding Inc.
I met with Hugh Hare and talked to him a lot about, how do you climb with a prosthetic leg? And we talked about how you need to adapt a prosthetic thing. The best single piece of advice he gave me was, he said, don't be afraid to be your own mechanic and engineer. He said, don't be afraid to experiment. It's great to sit down and talk with these guys. And, I want to take them climbing. I want to show them what we're doing. I want to show them my foot and saying, good solutions don't necessarily have to be high tech. Now, I don't think Otto Bach or Oser is ever going to be making feet for climbing. But, if I can get them thinking more from the user's end rather than from the theoretical end, boy, what a great thing that'd be.
Outside at a table, a man accepts binoculars, raises his sunglasses, and tilts his head back. The three tiny black figures inch diagonally across the sheer peach-colored tower face.
Here's the crux.
Here.
Eric?
Yeah?
Hugh chalks his hand and moves straight up. He finds a hold with his right hand and watches his stubby feet find purchase. Andy starts up with Eric below on belay.
Look how it is.
I said to keep it in so I knew where to go. Just straight up, Eric.
Okay, thanks.
No barriers, it's to kind of introduce people to all sorts of opportunities that technology can provide and through the human spirit can provide. And, so you have people just starting out, just trying things for the first time, and then you have folks like us who have been climbing a while and are doing some stuff that I feels crazy sometimes.
Above them, the wedge-shaped tower tapers to a wind-worn top.
Barriers is about improving the quality of life through spirit and technology, allowing people to fill their dreams. And this is our dream, getting up this damn mountain.
That's right, before it rains.
The mist obscures Hugh. A double-arm amputee ascends a rope by a foot-powered ascender.
No Barriers provides interactive clinics for people with a range of disabilities.
Right on, man.
The climber gets a high five. A braille note taker hangs from a belt.
Some of the new technologies sound more like science fiction.
Michael May, president, Sendero.
We are showing a GPS which is tailored for blind people because it has more speech and braille output. It gives precise descriptions of intersections and where things are in terms of left, right, or distance. Okay, 27 meters, so we're close.
Michael leads a group.
Now it says in a voice, arrived at destination, so it's probably this building here.
He taps the tower with his cane.
What this technology means is that a blind person can independently find whatever they're interested in, a department store, a bell tower, a restaurant. It doesn't tell me about beautiful women or anything like that, but that's our next model.
Andy Parkins, artist.
No Barriers is not just about technology. Andy Parkins suffered a serious accident while climbing and has used art as part of his physical therapy.
So, the surgeons all told me that I'd never climb again and stuff like that. And I remember actually getting very angry when they told me that as well. Maybe I spent 3 years on crutches or something like that, you know. I developed my painting in that time because as a child I painted, sort of sacrificed the painting a little bit to go climbing. That became my ultimate means of expression. And actually the painting saved my mental health, right? Honestly, it did. I got the climbing back through art. And then I suppose really what we do, we want to just push our limits.
The rain clouds build. Hugh clips into a piton and climbs, straddling a chute. Reaching across the gap, he finds hand and footholds to his left and right. The peak is obscured by clouds.
No Barriers is about diverse people and ideas. No Barriers is a state of mind. It is the attitude of reaching out and finding ways to accomplish one's dreams, no matter what it takes.
Since I've been a member of this club of amputees, and I can't say disabled because I don't know too many amputees who are really disabled. That's a state of mind, not a state of body, I think.
Near the top, Eric feels for a handhold.
I feel that the more I can network in with this group of people, the more effective I'll be.
For this particular year, the Dolomites are a beautiful, absolutely spectacular setting. But to me, the most important part of No Barriers is the concept. The concept is viable. We could take this concept anywhere. We could go around the world and we can create opportunities for people, we can motivate people, and we can nudge society forward.
Hey. Good job, guys.
More wall, Andy. Right. There's one more pitch.
Andy, one more pitch.
There's one more pitch.
Yep.
Oh, man.
We're
Hold on a second.
Yet.
All right, I'm climbing the last pitch.
Eric scales the last foot. Words appear.
Seeing is believing. But a greater reality is believing is seeing.
Eric Weinmayer.
Yes, get warmer here.
Congratulations, guys.
Awesome.
Good job, Hugh.
Andy.
Thank you very much. You have been a very good guide. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations, you.
You're a good guide for a camp.
Words appear.
There's no such thing as a physically disabled person. There are only physically disabled technologies.
Hugh Herr.
Eric, just give me your hand. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
To be with you.
Words appear.
There is no limit to what we can reasonably achieve, except perhaps in our own minds.
Mark Wellman.
Ready? One,
yep.
Two, three.
They butt helmets.
Good, Eric. Thank you so much.
All right, don't hurt me.
Words appear. www.nobarriersusa.org. Brought to you by the Verizon Foundation. Executive producer, Jim Goldsmith. Directed by Michael Brown. Produced by Mark Wellman, David D'Angelo. Co-produced by Hugh Herr, Eric Weinmayer, Paige B. Ostro. Camera, Michael Brown, Jimmy Surrett. Edited by Lam T. Nguyen, Catherine Urasari. Music, Kip Kuiper. Special thanks to Carol Proxmayer, Mike O'Donnell, Tony Herr, Connie Goldsmith, Malcolm Daly, Ben Witherell, Maria Franca Galanzi. No Barriers Dolomiti 2005 was supported by Google, CyberKinetics Neurotechnology Systems Inc., Osser, Tim and Nancy Armstrong, Alfred E. Mann Foundation, The North Face, Autobach, Michael and Helen Schaefer Foundation, No Limits, Lecchi, Regione Veneto, Provincia di Belluno, Comune di Cortina d'Ampezzo, La Cooperativa di Cortina, GIS Organization Cortina, Alessandra Urbancic, and Mauro DiBiase. No Barriers Festival 2007 is scheduled for June 28th, July 2nd, 2007 in Squaw Valley, California, USA. www.nobarriersusa.org. No Barriers Dolomiti 2004 and 2005 festivals were held in Cortina d'Ampezzo, Italy. Adventure Films, in association with Ostro & Company. Narrated by Terry Grossman. Written by Micah and Terry Grossman. Described by WeCTV.com.